All right, we're back, buddy. We are back. Just got a note from Professor McKenna. He's out of range today for both telephone and internet, so we'll go ahead with open lines. In case you don't recognize that music, that's from the original Raiders of the Lost Ark. Professor McKenna, in my opinion, is a real-life version of the Raider of the Lost Ark. He has been a college professor, and he is an archaeologist, advanced to the point where foreign governments consult with him about matters of archaeology. Now, there's a link to Professor McKenna's website at my website, and he's authored, I think, 13 books. They're all excellent. I encourage people to get and read his books. Let's move forward with open lines at 512-248-8252. President Trump recently was interviewed. The topic of the new vaccine came up, and he addressed that issue, I think, sufficiently, encouraging the vaccine manufacturers to release all the safety data. There's a big however coming. However, he did not address Operation Warp Speed, which he was behind that, fully supported it. He did not address the COVID-19 vaccinations, which he supported, although he made sure people knew it was voluntary to get it and not mandatory, although it was mandatory in the military, unfortunately. Our military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Space Force have all been dramatically harmed and will continue for years into the future to be dramatically harmed by the COVID vaccination. So I'm still disappointed in President Trump taking pride in being behind Operation Warp Speed to approve these dangerous vaccines, which allegedly were developed in 9 months or less, when my private sources that I am in touch with privately tell me they worked at least 6 years on these vaccines. Development began even before that. I'm very well acquainted with somebody who was collecting DNA from people even before that, 8 or 10 years ago, whenever it was, a long time ago. So that's a shame. As much as I like President Trump, it's a pretty short list of people who have been at the level I have to support President Trump in the following manner. When he ran for president the first time, there was only one PAC in the United States that had an actual brick-and-mortar office open to the public. That was in St. Louis, Missouri, at the intersection of Highway 141 and 44 in St. Louis County, Missouri. I was asked to take over that PAC and be the president of it, and I agreed to do that. I traveled to Washington, D.C. to meet with the people I need to meet with the current president of that PAC. And I was ready to do it, and then COVID hit and shut down the donations, shut down the PAC, and that was the end of that. So I was a very big fan, very big supporter of President Trump. However, he is complicit. There's no denying he is absolutely complicit in being part of the worst crime in human history, which is the distribution of these deadly, and they are in fact deadly, vaccines. It's been recently revealed that it's not only the increase in all diseases that are happening in the U.S. military. The U.S. military keeps very careful track of everything done by the service members, but also accidents, a dramatic increase in accidents. I'm disappointed. I've worked with men. I never met President Trump personally, but I've known men like him. I know his management style, my way or the highway, a man who is extremely difficult for a man like President Trump and men and women like him to admit that they made a mistake. It's almost impossible for them to do that. My father was like that. And that's just part of who this man is. Of course he knows he made a mistake. He lives in a rather isolated world where there's multiple gatekeepers to get past to get to him personally. It's just simply the way it is. I count Mike Adams as a friend, but there's gatekeepers between Mike and myself also. But despite the gatekeepers, I have no doubt that President Trump knows that what he supported, Operation Warp Speed, what he supported with these COVID vaccinations, are hurting and killing tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. That's my reality. Now, if you're new to this program, new to these issues, new to the reality of the COVID vaccines, there's a panel at my website. That's my website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. With more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors, evidence, court-ordered released evidence, there might be something worthwhile talking about, of all the known side effects, what I call direct effects of the Pfizer vaccine that Pfizer wanted hidden for decades and not public. A judge forced them to release it. I think it's 9 pages, single space. They're in alphabetical order. I'm no medical professional, but I'm a pretty bright guy, and I've been around medical matters like all of us have, you know, all my adult life. I'll tell you that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm seeing things there I never heard of before. They sound really scary to me. That list of what I call direct effects that a judge ordered Pfizer to release. And, of course, articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden. I talk about Dr. Michael Yaden for the following reason, so much for the following reason. He was a vice president at Pfizer. He was director of medical research at Pfizer. Now, out of the 8 billion people on the planet, it's a pretty short list of men and women who would ever be offered that position to be director of medical research at Pfizer. What, a couple of dozen, maybe 100 out of 8 billion people? That was the positions he held at Pfizer. Now, what he's saying publicly is the following, that these all the COVID vaccinations, they're designed and meant to hurt and kill people. It's not a side effect. It's a direct effect. That's what they're meant and designed to do. Now, I cannot be more clear when I say this. And Dr. Michael Yaden cannot be more clear when he says that. These vaccinations, these COVID vaccinations, are meant and designed to hurt and kill people. So the details are at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can read the articles he's written, watch the videos he's made, and educate yourself. Why would you do this? Well, hopefully you'll be able to educate others. What's left are the children. Children have not yet been vaccinated, which is a large percentage. COVID 2.0 is getting ramped up right now, September 2023. We're expecting mask mandates again before the end of this month, lockdowns by November. And why is this? Well, they need the lockdowns. They need to justify. They need to have a reason for mail-in ballots. That's how they won the election in 2020. That's how they won it, mail-in ballots. I recall the stacks of mail-in ballots that were never folded. You can't mail in a ballot unless you fold it, put it in the envelope first. They were never folded. And the evidence keeps coming out of election fraud in those 8 states. We got a caller on hold here. We got Don in Arizona. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, John. Yes, the Trump rolled out the vaccine. I believe that every first world country had rolled out a vaccine, right? I
mean, there were 3 countries that the presidents did not, and all 3 presidents are dead, all murdered, assassinated.
Yeah, they weren't first world countries. I mean, every European country had a vaccine.
Yeah, it was one in Africa and 2 others, right. Rather small countries, right?
Well, so he was. I mean, he would have took. What he did was on that, he put Pence in charge. Pence was the vice president who had nothing, no right. Designated job. He was in charge of the, COVID task
force. Operation Warp Speed.
Well, they called it a COVID task force, and then that was part of it, I guess. I don't know.
Right.
That was the next. And There was a guy named Scott Atlas that, I don't know if you've heard of that name, Scott Atlas. He was a guy that Trump hired. He was a professional in health from Stanford University, PhD, I believe, and an MD. He was a lot smarter than Fauci or this Deborah Birx. But he went there and he would sit in on these meetings, and they basically Pence was the one that supported Birx, but anyway, what I'm trying to get at is Trump, for one thing, so he had a vax like every country had a vax. You're singling him out for, I think the reason he kind of, he would try to hype it, Trump sometimes, he's a salesman by trade, he's a salesman. Sometimes I've seen him where he would just retreat into that. I remember one time he was campaigning, I believe he was campaigning for president, and all of a sudden in the middle of it he started trying to sell his steaks. I guess he had Trump steaks, filet mignons and stuff like that. So, I mean, he saw his role. Maybe he figured, well, he could help this by trying to sell it. But he never did have mandates. That's what he's trying to say now, which is true. He's trying to sell himself as the no-mandate president. And he didn't have mandates. They started that with the mandates was a really bad thing. Trump never right. wore a mask. He never wore a mask around the White House. So, I mean, there's a lot of things he could come clean on. He could start talking about 9/11. He could start talking about the USS Liberty. He could, you know. And another thing about this guy, Scott Atlas, in that book, he noted he was inside the White House there, and he said he never could figure out what Jared, what's that guy's name, his son-in-law, Trump's son-in-law.
We know who you're talking about. Go ahead.
He never could figure out what that guy's name was, but anytime there was a major decision, what his job title was. What exactly was his job? He could never figure it out, and whenever there was a major decision, he was around there. Now, Trump has now gotten rid of that guy. He's not on his advisory panel, which is ridiculous in the first place to have his daughter and his son-in-law on advising him, which is pretty ridiculous. So, I mean, I don't know. Trump, you say what you want about him, there's nobody better
Jared
than him
Kushner,
right now.
That's his name. Jared Kushner.
Kushner, right, yeah. So, I mean...
He's gone, yeah. Well, he thought there was, you know, people he could trust, which he either didn't have the maturity or weren't trustworthy a number of times. One of the major exceptions was General Mike Flynn, wasn't it?
General Mike Flynn, I don't know what you're saying about it. Trump fired him. Trump, I think, should have kept him.
Well, he was arrested on bogus charges is what happened.
Right.
And that whole thing was a setup. The powers that be were very, very afraid of Michael Flynn, and they should have been.
Well, I don't know. You talk about the past. The thing is, there's an election coming up now. What's going to happen next? I'll talk to you later, John. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. The call in line is 512-248-8252. Well, there's no doubt unless they assassinate President Trump, he will be the Republican nominee. I think Governor DeSantis is polling at 13% and President Trump at 59%. The rest are in single digits. I don't know why they would continue. Well, there's when you put your name in the ring, hat in the ring to run for president, there's a lot that goes into that decision. And some good statements being made by some of these candidates. Vivek Ramaswamy, he's got Soros money behind him on one hand. On the other, he's making some excellent statements and position statements. Robert Kennedy Jr., I believe, is maybe the best of the bunch, quite frankly. Going back to President Trump, he's now saying he will in place a presidential commission to look into why Americans are suffering so much with chronic illnesses. It was Robert Kennedy a couple of weeks ago who said that 51% of American children have a chronic illness. That's totally unacceptable. Yeah, I would expect in a healthy nation, maybe 2%, 1 or 2% children having a chronic illness. Not more than half. That's our future. That's our future right there. 3 out of 4 young Americans are not eligible, or is it 4 out of 5? I think it's 4 out of 5 are not eligible to join any branch of the U.S. military. They're too fat, too dumb, too drugged up, too many criminal convictions, or a combination of all the above. What's wrong with this picture? Half a century ago, it was less than 10% were not eligible to join the U.S. military. Now it's 4 out of 5. And of course, the Fortune 500 companies, they want that 4 out of 5, or that 1 out of 5 for themselves, is what I meant to say. Of course they do. And they have the money to recruit the healthy, bright, alert, height-weight proportionate young men and women that the U.S. military can't possibly offer to these very desirable new employees, plus a bonus. Nobody's going to be shooting at them. When 4 out of 5 of your young adults are not qualified to join any branch of the military, I think it's safe to say we're in deep trouble, because that's our future. If young men and women 18 to 26 years old are too fat, too dumb, too drugged up, too many criminal convictions to go into any branch of the military, what does that say about our future? These are young men and women that should be height, weight, proportionate. They should not be drugged up. They shouldn't have criminal convictions. They should be in the prime of their life, height, weight, proportionate, productive young men and women, either in university or in technical school or in the workforce, living their lives. Now, I'm not saying they're not, but if you're in that situation as a 22 or 25-year-old, what does your future look like 10 years, 20, 30 years into the future, as far as your ability to have a healthy, fun, productive life? It looks pretty dismal to me. You might still be alive, but the odds of you having a full, happy, productive life are dramatically reduced. Of course they are, but that's where we are as a nation. Now, just to refresh people's memory, Robert Kennedy Jr. was part of the Trump administration when he first took office, and he lasted about 6 or 8 weeks, and he was gone. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this hour is sponsored by Liberator Rocket Heaters. Yes, it will be winter before you know it. We have a nice, cool, light summer day here in the south central Missouri. Beautiful summertime weather at the moment, but in a few months, you're going to be wanting to warm up the home. Liberator Rocket Heaters have no moving parts, no electronics. Rated 99.5% efficient by the EPA. They have no smoke. You can safely burn pine and cedar. There's no creosote buildup because that smoke you see on most chimneys is actually unused energy. So the Liberator Rocket Heater will keep you warm and cozy and save you money. We have them in stock, ready for immediate shipment. I'm the Executive Vice President of the company, located in beautiful downtown Bourbon, Missouri. We bought an old brown shoe factory 2 years ago on old Route 66 right there in Bourbon, Missouri, and we manufacture high-quality wood-burning stoves ready for delivery right now. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. I did a show with Doug Hagman yesterday. It's at Doug's website, the Hagman Report. Doug mentioned something that I've been talking about publicly for quite some time, and that's encouraging people to get active locally. Our opposition, the Socialists, Communists, Democrats, Muslims, they've been doing it for decades, taking over city councils, taking over library boards of directors, taking over school boards. That's what they've done nationwide, especially in areas where they're more dominant. That's why that's how they gain control in these blue cities, and eventually blue states, is at the local level. These U.S. congressmen, the representatives and the senators, where do they start? They start out at the local level. They run for county commission. They run for the school board, or they run for mayor. Then they run for state rep or state senator. Then they run for U.S. congressman, and eventually run for U.S. Senate. Or they run for a state office, such as once they've become a state senator, they run for attorney general or secretary of state, something like that. It all begins at the local level. That's where the power is. That's where the money comes from. And us conservative Christian patriots, we've far too long ignored all those local offices. Let the other guy do it. I'm too busy with my career, my family, my church. Let the other guy do it. Well, the other guy might just be a socialist, communist, Democrat, Muslim. So, once again, one of the most important elected offices locally is an elected county sheriff. Now, there's two kinds of sheriffs. Appointed sheriffs who rarely have the traditional power and authority of an elected sheriff, rarely, if ever, and of course a traditional elected sheriff, which in most jurisdictions, that sheriff retains the authority and power they've had for more than a century, nationwide. They are the top law enforcement official in the county. If the FBI comes there and is doing something improper, the sheriff can order them to leave. Drug Enforcement Administration, same thing. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, same thing. Okay, am I still connected? We had an issue here. I don't know if I'm on air or not. Maybe somebody can let me know. Oh, okay, I'm on air. We had a temporary glitch. Thank you. I am the Republican committeeman from my township, Osage Township, in Crawford County. We have open seats, unfilled in my county. Now, there's more than 3,300 counties in the United States. Many of them have open seats. Why are they open? Because the people in those townships didn't care, don't know, to take the time to become a committeeman or a committeewoman in their township. It's not a huge commitment of time, hardly any money commitment, but it's essential. It's the building block of everything else, is these Republican committees nationwide. Check it out. Find out if the Republican committee in your county has an open seat for your township or jurisdiction where you live. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Oh, Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there, more than 9 gigabytes of information that will inform you, entertain you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. Seriously, all those human responses you'll get by looking at the information at my website. Myself and Dr. Horowitz, we issued a warning to everybody the 7th day of May, 2020. It's about 8 minutes long. A audio clip from my show that day. We warned the public about two things. First of all, a safe and effective vaccine cannot be developed in 9 months or less, which is obviously a true statement. The second thing we said was my belief, and Dr. Horowitz agreed with me, that the vaccines were already in refrigerators waiting to be distributed, which also has proven to be true. We are products that will help you achieve your goals, whatever they might be. Would you like to have a one-room log cabin like Davy Crockett had 200 years ago, or a 6,000-square-foot log lodge as featured in Yellowstone, or something in between? The men I work with will help build a custom kit to your architect's specifications. Harvest-right, freeze-dried equipment right there at my website. We now have a new product from EMP Shield, high-quality lithium batteries that have a 25-year warranty on them to be part of your emergency backup power. Of course, the Liberator rocket heaters, and last but not least, the energy cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, the energy cleaner will help you. If you have arthritis pain issues, the energy cleaner will help. Details at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check. My address is there. I'll call my toll-free order line. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. We have a caller from several time zones away. We have Oregon in Norway. Oregon, Professor McKinney's not with us this morning. Good morning, sir. Or good afternoon, where you are.
Good afternoon.
I was listening. I heard a prepper tip for the day as I was actually sorting through my books at the time. So,
Well, you're a former librarian. You're a former librarian, Oregon, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I say you're a former librarian.
National Library, and then in Oslo City Library, the biggest, not the main library in Oslo, but the biggest library for foreign languages. So we were kind of a different department of sorts. My boss, he had grown up in Alexandria, Greek and French parents, from what I could gather, and he also had quite a lot of Swede in him when he talked with the customers from all over the world. I could gather he could easily talk 14 different languages and then guess his way to nearly 40 to 50 languages more. He even wrote a book called The Kitab, means letter, where he went through all the different alphabets of the world. And when Trollhättan, the Norwegian architectural firm, was commissioned to build the new library in Alexandria around 25 years ago, he was commissioned to come and help them out forming the letters of that make up the exterior. And while he was there doing that, we who worked in the department, we split duties doing being a library boss, doing the mopping the floors, sorting the books, and make sure that things just kept running. In short, so yeah,
all right.
I have some history with books.
Absolutely. You know, well, I love books also. And my personal collection is several hundred volumes. Any idea how many volumes you own yourself?
Well, I believe it's close to 600. I recently undertook to help a retired lawyer sort through his library. So I was free to help to myself some extra volumes from his. Some of it, from the things he had put away. His mine library is still in his house, and I think he wants to keep that until his passing, at least. But there's quite a... it's a pretty interesting collection that's grown here over the years. All sorts of topics, but... been primarily interested, since I was a kid, seeing that things are going to go really downhill. Looks like the last pages of the Bible kind of deal, and, you know, wanting to survive also that carnage, hopefully with the heart, soul, and body intact. That would be great. If not, everything, not a rock will be left standing. So I'm not getting my hopes up too high, but if the library here survives, then there will be plenty of good books for those who are left that can read. That they can find medicinal herbs, they can find books on making linen, to weave, to repair cars, to do smithery, to do simple mechanics, build windmills and water mills, and a lot of books on art, on city architecture, history and Christianity, psychology, war history, the works. It's a well-rounded library.
Well, good. Good. Glad to hear that, Oregon. What else you got in your mind this morning, sir?
Hmm?
I say, what else is on your mind this morning?
Well, about... I honestly share your concern about Trump. I think I really think we are being played here. It's awfully rare. It's never happened before in history that our presidential candidate gets attacked from the get-go. That created a lot of sympathy, the way they ate at him all through his presidency, no matter how much right he did. If the media all of a sudden will have a change of heart and support Trump, which kind of wouldn't surprise me, then I would be really skeptical, as long as there's no discussion, as you were talking about earlier, that, hey, there's 9/11, there's the Lahaina in Hawaii, there is the clutch shots for which he is partly responsible. Why did he fire Kennedy after receiving $400 million for Pfizer? That's some really questionable stuff. But it'd be really, really, really nice if we were wrong and Trump is a good guy, because we really could use some great people in power here. I'm always worried if the people start to demand a strong leader, because that often turns into even worse disaster. Here in Norway, it's local election time. And I have to say, frankly, that the programs they are presenting is just... dilettante? Dilettante? Do you use that word in the States?
Oh, yes. Well, I do, but it's not used that much.
Yeah, you do. It's just kind of meaningless drivel in the big picture when people want to have... I recorded a video today. It's uploading. I'm talking a little bit about how the big power companies, we are net producer of electricity. And when... We ship plenty of electricity over to Germany.
Tell me, Oregon, is Norway a member of NATO? I don't know offhand myself.
Yes, we are.
And what support, if any?
Jens Stoltenberg is the leader of NATO. He's Norwegian, former Labour Party minister.
And what support, if any, is Norway given to Ukraine?
Going in?
What support, if any, is Norway giving to Ukraine, if you know?
Jens Stoltenberg, the Prime Minister of Norway, while we had those shootings out on the island, where I think 87 kids were murdered, or if it was just a psyop, he was leading the charge against Libya. He likes to take selfies with Obama and Hillary and Biden to this day. So, yeah, I think he kind of figures there somewhere in the chain of command at those higher levels. Even though I also agree with James that these are just puppets. These are the visible people we see.
That's right.
On. that Jared Kushner you were talking about earlier, he right. seems very much like Kissinger kind of Brzezinski in the making, in a sense. He's a young man, but he's already working a lot behind the scenes at very high levels. So there are so much things going on. What we all want, this is a very natural element to the states that is very foreign in Norway, the concept of small government. We had plenty of it in earlier times, but after World War II, we have been ever more, everything has been more and more bureaucracy, and, well, maybe that's always been the state of affairs there in Norway as I read history, but... Yeah, we bought a fleet of F-35s of you some years back. Big controversy, but of course nobody could argue against a man in suit and a tie and a big suitcase. So these days Norway is donating some of our very good F-16s to Ukraine, so we can prop up the war and get those number of deaths up even more. Even as historically Norway is known as a peace nation, or that is how we have liked to call ourselves. Historically, we weren't dragged into the First World War. We remained neutral. Most of the Scandinavian countries did that. At the time, what we had to suffer was a shipping embargo, so we couldn't get so much supplies in. And Norway is maybe best in the world at being the least self-sufficient country in the world for all our money and oil and electricity and granite. I love Norway. I love being a Norwegian, but I detest the government and how they are just despoiling this beautiful country of ours when we can, as it's starting to flourish. I think often that we are living now in, like a bit dramatically, the days of decision. We are living the right on the cusp of seeing the wishes and dreams of our ancestors being fulfilled, but at the same time we are also teetering right on the brink of throwing it all overboard, because we've gotten so used to having all this government support and social security I've been talking about earlier. And me as an artist, the least profitable in profession to get into in Norway, where you usually find a lot of people good at the writing applications. I stick out as a sore thumb.
I bet you do. I bet you do.
I maintain on my own, barely.
Oregon, we really appreciate your call.
I make people aware of these things.
Well, keep up the good work, Oregon. We appreciate the call. We need to move on. Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you.
Our next caller is JP in Illinois. I got a break coming up, JP.
Hey, real quick, I love Oregon. My grandmother was Norwegian, Oregon. Just so you know, she lived to be 100 years old on the west coast of Ireland. And had
Here's our break.
Children.
We'll continue. Hold on, JP. We'll get to the call.
Good genes.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back. JP, we've got a couple of minutes to make your comments, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to respond to Oregon. A couple things. I worked straight up with when the 2016 election was going on in Wisconsin. And I got to say, our big problem in Wisconsin is the rhinos. You know, Ryan is a perfect rhino, probably compromised on Epstein Island. And I have to say, Wisconsin has been taken over. I went up there and did some reconnoitering, and, you know, 60 to 70% of people at the local watering hole are vaxxed up. The owners vaxxed up, triple vaxxed. They're proud of it, okay? So realistically, we've got to look at them as a loss. We also have the election fraud in Wisconsin is completely taken over. Wisconsin is now a Democrat. Wisconsin is the home of the Wisconsin Republican Party. So that's never happened. The only way they could do that is through cheating. And with Trump, I could say firsthand, I work with NSA whistleblowers, and this is on the record. I reported this to Tom Callender and my lawyers about this, and they came after me with everything but the kitchen sink. But we did help get Trump elected in 2016 because of the NSA and Rogers. That's the only way we did it, honestly. Trump was put in there. They didn't want him in there, but he was put in there because the NSA was protecting the election. Now, that all changed in 2020, and that's where we're at today. We have rhinos. Mitch McConnell's another one, all vaxxed up. You could tell his brain's not there. He, you know, blanks out. So based on my latest reconnoitering, I think Wisconsin's a captured state. It's red. It's not red. It's red communist. And I also would like to apologize to Jeff Nyquist. In retrospect, I think he's correct about McCarthy. You know, I disagree with him on Ukraine. I think Zelensky's a double agent. His first language is Russian. He speaks, talks about his Bolshevik parents, you know, and he's got rid of Kolomoisky and everybody around him. So he's definitely, in my mind, double agent, just killing his own people. And they're not even his people. They're Ukrainian people who's killing it off. So that's where I disagree with him. But in terms of Oregon, I put my Odin eye on Trump, and Trump is our only way out of this. He's our only way, whether you agree with the kill shot or not. I think this is a plan set up decades in advance, and Trump couldn't do anything about it. He was stuck. And I think he had to play along. Otherwise, his life was at risk. And his life is still at risk right now, you know. So we're really got to back Trump. And I don't care anybody saying, oh, there's other choices. No, there really is no other choice. Honestly, John, what do you think about that?
Well, there is no viable choice at the moment, unfortunately.
Yep, they put him in jail, right?
Well, legally, I guess he was incarcerated for a few minutes. But for the most part, it's there's no precedence for what we're dealing with. There simply is no precedence for a former president to be treated this way as a common criminal with these fabricated charges. It's so wrong in so many ways. We have attorney generals in several states trying to see if they can disqualify President Trump, which isn't going to work. Simply not going to work. We will just move on, won't we?
Well, I took a bullet for him, John, and I'm saying that on air. I lost my career, my job. I got hit with IRS. They took everything out of my bank. They hit me with false criminal charges. I'm still fighting to this day. That's what they did to me for trying to keep the election fair and honest. And I was a Democrat. I was working for a Democrat senator at the time. And they really came after me with the soft kill.
Spencer,
they did that.
Can I afford everyone it? Can you afford
Trump?
Not to try the ease off?
Thank you,
it installs fast with just three bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my ease off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC. Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.